Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Today, coming to you from London, England, in the beautiful Ruach City Church, which is in the former Gaumont Theater. And I have as a guest today the bishop, the pastor, my longtime friend John Francis, who's going to tell us about this great ministry and the history of this great building after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangel Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there or just call that number. One more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Bishop, thank you for being my guest today, and tell us, first of all, about this theater and how you came about getting this. I mean, this is an incredible historical location here in central London.
Yeah, well, we're in one of the top five historical buildings in our country. It's a what you call a historical building, grade two listed building. That means you can't really touch a lot of this property without getting English Heritage involved and manners and everything, because they're trying to preserve the history. It's an incredible building. It was built probably about now going 80 years ago. We actually bought it 70 years to the date. The same day we got the key was 70 years when it was built. And what you have here is a 4,000-plus-seater auditorium. It was known as, in those days, they had what you call a theater plus it was a cinema. So they had like cinema in the week, pictures were shown in the week, and at the weekends was a theater. And it's known as the Queen's Mother's Favorite Theater Hall. We have in here, well, if I start off by just giving you an expression, at the front of the entrance, we have a crystal chandelier. There's only two of those in the world. One in our building here, and the other one is in Buckingham Palace where the Queen is.
And it's just absolutely gorgeous. You're going to have to use your imagination. I suppose there's also pictures on your website. Is that true?
Yes.
And it shows the great flowing stairs coming up and the elaborate ceilings. I mean, this building is just grand by every description.
Very grand. It's an amazing marble. They actually carved the marble from outside, I was told. And it's completely marble, sweeping stairs. The crystal chandeliers, I like to say this, we have more crystal chandeliers, actual crystals, than the Queen's actual. But it's a replica of the original chandeliers that's in Buckingham Palace. And also we have in the main auditorium an organ, an original Wurlitzer organ. There's only two of them in the world. One is in Chicago and the other one is here. And it's valued somewhere around £8 million, which is, gosh, near to going up probably about 10 million or I don't know how much, it depends on the currency, of the value of that organ, and it's in a proper working condition.
So how did a ministry like yours afford a building like this?
Totally a miracle. Let me just start. I was trying to buy a building somewhere else, and I met a developer who bought cinemas and bought places and developed. And he said to me, when the building I was trying to go get fell through, he says, don't worry, there's another building. And he sent me the description. And I kind of know most of the building in the country, but I didn't know about this one. And the description sounded like, wow, this is bigger than the one I was actually getting. And he said, it's got a theater, and it's got another cinema around the side. It sits on eight acres. I'm thinking, well, I know most buildings because London is very difficult. Anyway, cut the long story short, he said, let's go and see it. So I came here. It was actually, at the time, a bingo company was using it, and called Mecca Bingo. And I came through the door. First thing, I like chandeliers and I like steps. Those are the two things I just get passionate about. When I looked up and saw the chandeliers, I was like, oh my gosh, that's just beautiful. Saw the steps, I thought, oh wow. And then I heard the devil speak to me and say, go out the door. There's no way you're going to get this. One, you're a black person, then you ain't going to give it to a black person. Like I always say, it's like the devil didn't know I was black. You know, that's supposed to omit me from getting. The next thing he said to me is, you're a Christian. They're not going to give a Christian organization a building like this. And then I heard God said, if you want it, ask me for it. And I thought, oh my gosh. I said, yes, I want it. I had not seen the auditorium. That was just the entrance. As you know, it's so beautiful. And then by the time I got to see the auditorium, I was like, oh my gosh, look at this place. It's huge. Then I went on the balcony looking down. And I was thinking, oh wow, if we could ever get this. And anyway, that was what I looked around. I was excited. And then I said, right, let's put in an offer. We put in an offer. And then I got a call saying, sorry, it's too late. An organization, a Muslim organization, has put down a major deposit on it and to take it off the sale competition. And they're buying it. And they got 21 days to complete it. And I was really devastated. I said, God, well, you told me if I want it, I must ask you for it. And I told you I want it. So how come these people got it? Anyway, I was in church, and then the Lord spoke to me while I was in worship, just worship me and get the church to worship because I'm going to give you this building. And I thought, oh gosh, I can't say this because my trustees know that it's sold. And God said, no, just do that. Tell them to give me a ridiculous. And my church, I have five locations, but one of the locations is in South London, where more of the hood people are, you know, street people. So when you tell them to do something you've never done before in worship, they will do exactly what you said. I had people doing somersaults and cartwheels. I was like, oh my God, if my father was alive, you'll think, what's going on in the church today? I just said to them, let them do what they're doing because I felt God was getting the praise. I looked over thinking to myself, don't look at my trustees because, you know, I'm getting everybody shouting. They know it's been sold. I thought, but then I looked, and when I looked, they were shouting. I said, thank you, Lord. They're with the vision. Anyway, then God said to me, pick up the phone, tell the real estate agent that the building is mine. I said, God, I don't know if I should do this. The Lord said, I want you to do it. Picked it up, and I spoke to him. His name was Toby. I said, Toby, just called to tell you that the Lord said the building is mine. He said, Reverend Francis, and he swore, said, bleep, 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 bleep. He says, you don't understand. Everybody's trying to get this building. Everybody, you don't even have the money. And he put the phone down on me. I said, God, he put the phone down on me. I didn't know people like Andrew Lloyd Webber was trying to get this building. The people who own the Staples Centers in LA, they own O2 Arena. They were trying to get it. But what seemed to happen, everybody who tried to get it, it seemed like it kept failing. They would not complete the 21 days. Then the Lord said to me, when I heard about it, call him up again and tell him that it's my building. I called him. I said, Toby, didn't I tell you the building is mine? He started swearing. He said, look, I don't know what you've done to this building. It's obviously you got the man upstairs working for you. I said, yeah. And then I got my banker on the phone, which never happens, to speak to the real estate agent to say we could do the deal. And cut a long story short, we ended up buying this building. And that's another miracle in itself because we didn't have most of the money. We were short by $500,000. But we got them to lend us the money for the building, which everybody said was impossible to do. And they lent us $500,000. We paid them by the end of the year. And we entered in this building. And it's a miracle.
It is a miracle. And here we're having this great Empowered 21 meeting. You spoke the other night on Ruach, the breath of God, which is the Hebrew for breath of God. In about a minute, tell us about creating the atmosphere that you shared with us the other night in your sermon.
You know, I've realized, and I've been on this thinking of that why did God create us? And everybody's been saying God created us to worship. And I don't find it in the scripture where it says we was created to worship. I found out that the Bible says that there was no man to till the ground. So the intent of God was that he wanted someone to look after his garden and to take dominion. And then I realized, wait a minute, we must be agriculturalists. And then I started to think about what is an agriculturalist. And an agriculturalist is someone that plows the ground, does seed, looks after animals. And I thought, everything about the Bible is about agriculture. It's about seed, it's about harvest, it's about animals, blood sacrifices, and it's all to do with agriculture, wool. And I thought, wait a minute, God created us to be agriculturists. What do? They set atmospheres. They are the ones who take seed, sets an environment for the seed to grow or for plant to grow. It prunes it. They're the husbandmen. And I thought, you know, that's what the Holy Spirit does. It sets an atmosphere. I met a guy one day. He was a Hebrew guy, and I was telling him about our church and Ruach, and I was so silly to tell him, oh yeah, it means the breath of God, the wind of God, like I knew more than him. And he made me speak, and then he goes, it's not just the breath of God, Ruach is the atmosphere of God. And I thought, wow, isn't that true? Because if you have the right atmosphere, you can have more done in a right atmosphere. I always say, if you go and speak in an interview and the atmosphere is not right, you most probably talk foolishness. So atmosphere has a lot to do how we perform. The Bible says in Genesis that the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of what then God said. I then realized most of the time when you read in scripture, nothing happens until the atmosphere is right, until the Spirit moves. Spirit moves, then God says, let there be. Acts chapter 2, Spirit of the Lord, the Bible said they were in one place. Spirit of the Lord came in the place. Wind filled the place. Then there came cloven tongues as a fire. It came on, sound of the mighty rushing wind. Then they spoke in tongues. I was saying, could it be the problem we have? We've been speaking in the wrong atmosphere. That's why things ain't getting done. I believe that God created us to be spiritual agriculturalists, where we set the atmosphere, not people set it for us. And I think when we get that revelation, we can shift out the powers of darkness.
Well, that's exciting. The other night when you shared this, the whole place was just electric. It was like people got it. I mean, it was such a word. It was so exciting. Thank you so much for being with me on my podcast today on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.